Hey, 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 bold move makers and closet dwellers. It is time once again for a Life Uncloseted riff and rant. I'm your host, Rick Clemens, and you've heard me talk so much about being bold and making bold moves and taking those steps to move yourself forward. But one of the things I realized the other day that I haven't really talked to you about is what I believe the word bold means and what's incorporated in those four little letters. So I thought, you know, it's spring, there's bold colors starting to come out all around the hillsides, at least where I live. Some of the snowstorms are passing as the nor'easters are hopefully moving out of the U.S. And it's that time of year where lots of bold colors start to wake up and things start to happen. And I thought, you know what, Easter weekend might be a really good time and Passover weekend to talk about what does bold mean. And for me, bold means, well, we're going to start with B, being brave. Being brave enough to stand up and take a stand and do that thing you're meant to do, no matter what that looks like. But it is truly about saying, no matter what, I'm going to be brave enough to be who I am. I'm going to be brave enough to take that leap of faith and go for that position. Or I'm even going to maybe be brave enough to go to the gym and start showing up on a consistent basis. Whatever that is, it starts with being brave. Then for me, the second letter, O, is about being optimistic. It's really hard to do something and make a bold move when there's doubts. I'd rather be fueled by optimism than doubt. And so when I think about bold moves I want to make, I just got some reviews from a speech I did not too long ago, and overall was really good, but I got some really great feedback as well. And it just feels like when you stay open, then you can move forward. You can make even bolder moves. And as I read those feedback forms, I'm like, I could be really, you know, closed off right here, but I'm always open because speaking to me is something that I want to keep doing in my life. It's like a big bold move for me to keep pushing myself to talk at bigger and bigger and bigger audiences. So being optimistic and open, either word, but I love the optimistic word for the second letter in the word bold. The third word is let go. It's like liberating. When you can do this, when you can let go and trust, it's standing on the edge of the cliff, taking that magical step and knowing that when you step off the cliff into the risk, into the uncertainty, that you're letting go and you're trusting that whatever is going to happen is exactly what is meant to happen. And finally, the D in the letter bold is about being determined. Being so determined to do the thing that you're going to do that nothing can get in the way. It's like there are no non-negotiables. It's this is where I'm going. Now, it doesn't mean we're not going to get distracted or that some roadblocks might show up. But for me, being bold means you're determined to make this thing happen. And I just invite you over this long weekend for some of you to dive into what does bold mean for you. Write it down. Four little letters, B-O-L-D, just stack them right on top of one another, and then find your own words. It may not be brave, it may not be optimistic, it may not be letting go, it may not be determined, but if you're bold, what does that mean to you? Think about it, and I hope you have a great weekend. We will be back in just a couple of days with another powerful, inspiring interview on Life Uncloseted. And until then, keep making your bold move to live your life uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemens, the host of the show. Have a great weekend.